Hello, this is the Prince.
And this is the Princess.
And we would like to welcome in a brand new show on the Big D Zone. This is going to be the radio ministry of the Encouraging Ministry Church, Be Encouraging. It wasn't supposed to start till February, but I figured, I got the idea to the Princess. Why don't we give them a little preview of what we're going to talk about. And we're still going to talk about other things, but this time we're going to talk about things that are happening in the Christian news, and maybe talk about what we're going to talk about, our favorite gospel music, or maybe if the Lord gives us a message, and just encourage people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we also want to help the Lord expand His kingdom. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, and you have anything that you want to add for this first day of first unofficial day of Being Encouraged?
I'd like to praise the Lord because I opened my eyes today and saw the sun. The S-U-N, because the sun, S-O-N, gave me another day of life.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to let everybody know that I want to thank the Princess not only for being a co-star on the regular show, but also now she will be the First Lady of the Encouragement Ministry Church, and is also also a co-host on the Be Encourager for the radio ministry of the broadcast. So we're going to do little things differently here in the ministry. We're going to start off with one of our favorite scriptures, and then either me or Princess is going to lead it to a prayer, and then we're going to have the topic of the Be Encouraged ministry. Now, I don't know what gospel songs Jamie might have in his repertoire, but if he has some gospel songs, maybe he could play that during the Be Encouraged or part of the Big D Zone. But it's still the Big D Zone for now. But today is going to be the unofficial start of Be Encouraged, the radio ministry. And I'm so excited of what God has in store for us, and we're just going forth and helping the Lord expand His kingdom.
Exactly. And we both, you're ordained a minister, and I am a Christian counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And we both went to Christian school online and got our certificates, and you got your ordination and your diploma for that. And
that's right.
So we have officially become workers for the Lord's kingdom.
That's right, and we got it from our Christian Leaders Institute, and we did have them on the Big D Zone. President Henry Ranga, and the website is christianleaders.org, and it's free ministry training.
Yes.
So that's how we are able to do the work for the Lord, and you could even go for your degree if you wanted to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can go on and get a master's, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have Princess start us off with her favorite scripture, and then we'll just take it from there.
Okay. Well, my favorite scripture is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if I live by that scripture because it is a struggle for me each day to get through it physically.
Mm-hmm.
And God gives me the strength emotionally, spiritually, and physically to manage to get through each day. And he also gave me a wonderful, precious helpmate to help me with the things that I am not able to do anymore physically. So that is my favorite scripture, and that is why it's my favorite scripture.
Well, I thank the Lord. It's been a lot of struggle, and I struggled through homelessness and nearly being starved, and I'm just grateful that the Lord did send me the desires of my heart, which is my princess, and I thank God for her, because she has a ministry in her own, and they're going to be beneficial to the work of the Lord in helping women and children within the Encouragement Ministry Church and Be Encouraged Radio Ministry. So, I mean, you have a lot. You have a lot to offer. You really do.
Thank you, and so do you, my darling.
Thank you. Well, this program won't be complete without thanking the leaders that's already there doing the work for the Lord already. First and foremost, I would like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for calling me still. No matter how many times that I started and failed and started and failed, he still wanted me to work in his vineyard. And even princes had told me that time and time again when I tried to do other things before actually coming into ministry. And no matter how many times I failed, he still wanted me back in there. And then I got to admit, there was times that I said, Lord, you have all these great ministers that went before me that know how to win the loss, and you know, I'll answer you. But I was like, there was times that I was really nervous, still am, but I was nervous because I wanted to do the right thing by the Lord. And I want to really, really help out the Lord to expand his kingdom, because it's all about his glory. And but before I get to my favorite scripture, and then I had the princess pray into the broadcast, we would like to thank some ministers that's already into the ministry and doing the Lord's work. Pastor John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas. And we go to his website, detv.org, hear the services on Sunday morning. And it was Princess. I knew about Pastor John Hagee, but I didn't know that he had his online ministry until the princess had told me about it when we started dating. And so I've been listening ever since, even before I came here to Springfield, Missouri.
Praise the Lord.
Mhm. So, you know, he taught us well. And he has a lot of different series. Matter of fact, the series that he has now is The Blessed Life and talking about the Beatitudes, on the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus has preached. And so if you want to hear any of the past sermons, go to getv.org. And Princess, I know you have another minister that you like to thank as well, that's already on the forefront for the Lord.
Well, yes, Jack Van Impe.
Mm-hmm.
He is a prophecy minister. He can back up everything he says about the end times and stuff. He can back it up with a scripture. He has memorized 18,000 scriptures out of the Bible, and so anything he says about the end times, he can quote 4 or 5 or 6 different verses about that particular subject that he's talking about. Mm-hmm. He is very knowledgeable. He knows his Bible. And he's been in the ministry almost 70 years. So he, you can't go wrong with Jack Van Impe. And you can also listen to his show on Sundays, because he's on Saturdays on TV. And then they also play it on his website, which is jvim.com, which is Jack Van Impe Ministries, and you can hear what his particular program had for that week, and it is current. And so I encourage anybody to go. If you're interested in the end times and what's going to happen and if we're going to be here when certain things happen or not or doesn't happen, I suggest to go to jvim.com and listen to Jack Van Impe, and he can give you a lot of answers about the end times. So he's very, very good.
That's right. Praise the Lord for that.
Yes.
Also, David Jeremiah and Turning Point. We're going to have a website for Be Encouraged Ministry, and then we're also going to link it to the Big D Zone. All of these websites from these men of God is going to be on there, so that you could link to their ministries, and also Christian Leaders Institute is going to be on there as well. But we like David Jeremiah as well, and I told her I liked him, and when the person said that, I was like, oh, praise the Lord, because he also does a lot for Israel and blessing the Jewish people, just like Pastor John Hagee does.
Yes.
So, if you're just tuning in, you're tuning into a very special unofficial start of the Be Encouraged, the radio ministry. We are in an introductory phase of the program.
Yes.
And we're introducing the radio ministry of the program. And other than that, I'm going to say my favorite verse, a scripture, and it's a well familiar verse, and hopefully there will be a lot of people will be saved after this verse, because this verse is said, and there's a lot of other verses that were said, but it's a very simple John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. And I found refuge in that passage going through, and even when there was times that I have got up many times an altar call, even though I know that I've saved already, but I just wanted to make sure, because there's always something that's happening out there and that you never know, that you just never know. So I just wanted to make sure, but I know in my heart of hearts that Jesus has saved me from my sin. And
praise the Lord.
Amen. And so, okay, I'm going to ask the princess, before we go into any further into the broadcast, that she would pray us in. And Princess, why don't you go ahead and pray us in to further into the broadcast.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for this time. And I ask you, Father, to bless this time that we're having with the people on the radio. And I ask you, Father, to bless Deshaun and I both, Lord, as we try to encourage our listeners and try to encourage them to listen to your to all your men of God, to the men of God that and to sermons, Father, and to Sean, Lord, so that they might have their hearts turn to be saved and to ask for forgiveness and to realize that they are sinners and that they need you as their Savior, because they don't want to spend an eternity away from you, Father, that they want to spend life with you always for eternity when you call us all up to heaven that are saved and have asked you as in as our personal Lord and Savior. And Lord, we just try to be as encouraging as possible and try to lead and guide our listeners and get them interested, Father, in wanting to be your child. And I ask you it all in your precious holy name, and to be in it all the way with us. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, for Princess, for that inspiring prayer.
Thank you.
And, we are going to discuss, there was a big story on the news that Jamie Foxx has rescued someone off a burning car. And if I tell you, if he wasn't there, this person would have been alive today. But Jamie Foxx, as you know, is a comedian and an actor. And when this story came out, Jamie Foxx said within the interview, he said that he is not a hero. Well, you know, when you do something like that,
mm-hmm.
that's a heroic act. And just like when there was a couple of people that saved a train in Paris that time from a terrorist, you know, you're doing a heroic act. You're doing a heroic deed. So I want to say to Jamie Foxx, thank you for saving that man from that burning car, because you know, you never know when somebody might you need someone to save you from a particular situation. And when that was one of those feel good stories that you don't get to hear too much out of nowadays.
No.
And I wanted to know what you thought about it, Princess.
Oh, I think it's quite a heroic thing that he. Being an actor of all things,
mm-hmm.
Usually you actors and selfishness is a synonymous thing.
Yeah,
and they want to do nothing for nobody but themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But for him to see that man in that burning car and risk his life to save that man was a very unselfish, heroic act.
Yeah.
And considering that he is an actor.
I felt good about that story. I felt good about that story, being that I was, you know, trying to be an actor, and mm-hmm. and then, you know, we're still trying to put another show together for Princess Bargain, but still, as a actor, want to be an actor, you know, I felt good.
Yes.
It made me feel good that another actor that's already there done something for somebody else.
Yes, because, you know, most actors are selfish people, and it's very synonymous that they're associated with selfishness, and they just do for themselves. You know, mm-hmm. they do what they want and what satisfies them,
mm-hmm.
and they would never think of putting their life on the line with a car on fire that could explode at any moment and save somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's why I think that that was a very honorable, heroic, and very unselfish act on Jamie Foxx's behalf.
Yeah, and, you know, he helped out his fellow man.
And that is a very grateful person today that's alive.
And the other guy did get to thank Jamie Foxx for his heroic deed, and it was such a blessing for him to do that, and wow.
Yes.
Such an amazing blessing. All right, I wanted to talk about this other story before we get to our main part of the show that we was going to do. Is that there was a somewhere in Michigan, there was a dentist office that played only gospel music. And the patients, some of the patients loved this so much that, you know, it brings the atmosphere, makes a positive atmosphere. But there was two employees that are suing the dentist, the people that worked at the dentist, for playing gospel music. Because it offends them, but yet there was some that there's some patients, you know, that you never know that the patients afraid to go to the dentist or don't like to go to the dentist, but yet they hear this gospel music, and it's very comforting. And for those two people that suing the dentist, and they're ex-employees, by the way, who's doing that? I mean, it's just wrong. It's just totally wrong for them to do that. And when I got read the story to the princess, I found it in CBN today. The CBN, there's a lot of Christian stories there. And I thought, man, I tell you, if a business can't play Christian music and they have to be like everybody else, then why don't they let a dentist play Christian music all day long? I mean, this is supposed to be America.
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
Supposed to be America. That's the thing now.
Yeah.
Because it's been totally destroyed and cut down and a lot of our rights and stuff have been robbed from us, and things have been changed around to fit a certain religion other than Christianity, to suit them, you know, and because of one certain person in a high hierarchy of our country, he has managed to just totally sabotage our country, our rights, our lives, our speech, and trying to tell us what we can and can't listen to, or say, or believe, or do, and he's totally disrupted everything that America was about.
It is. I mean, definitely is. And this story fits this other story because the fact that so many people that don't like Christianity is trying to, you know, make us go away. And you know, make us not profess our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm thankful that people that are willing to stand up. We was listening to Hagee Hotline last Sunday, and I think there was either a chaplain or there was another person of the military who had a scripture on their computer, and it was, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." It's not anything to do with Jesus created the whole thing, or not. It wasn't Genesis, or it wasn't in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. No, it was no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And yet, they are thinking about court-martialing her.
They did court-martial her.
Taking a stand, and it's ridiculous.
They did court-martial her.
Oh, they did court-martial her.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Being court-martialed.
Wow. That's just.
And there is nothing wrong with that scripture.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says anything about God.
Exactly.
In any way. It just says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. She's in the military, and she just was speaking a scripture that I guess strengthened her and made her feel good, and gave her peace of mind, and it didn't even have God or Jesus or Christ or the Holy Spirit, and none of those words in it, and they court-martialed her for it.
That's not right.
Because they made her take it off her computer, and they stood there until she did, and then after they left, the next day they came back, and it was back on her computer.
Right.
That's when they court-martialed her. Because they called it insubordination. Insubordination is where you refuse to take orders.
Mm-hmm. From a higher superior, supervisor, or boss, or whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's not insubordination. It's her God-given right, what Washington and all those soldiers fought for for our independence in 1776,
mm-hmm.
and we got all of our rights and all of our amendments and everything from that, and she's only practicing what she is earned because of them.
Yeah.
Our forefathers, and then they're trying to court-martial her for insubordination.
Yeah, the Pentagon was wrong on that one.
They dropped the ball big time.
Yeah, they did. I mean, oh my man, that's ridiculous.
Because there are more Christians in the military than they realize, but they've learned to keep their mouths shut because look what can happen to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're having to hide. Their Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Just like over in other countries have to hide their Christianity.
Yeah. I mean, Jeff and Emmy talks about that all the time.
Yes. And it's not fair.
It isn't.
Especially when you're supposed to be in the great country of the United States of America. And all the third world people and all the continents and everything think that America is this great country, and you can come here and have all these rights and have all these privileges.
I mean, my land.
Now they might as well stay where they're at.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because they're not going to get them.
And I'm gonna get my land, princess. From what you could correct me if I'm wrong. The pilgrims traveled to this country to have their own religion. If they did not want to be a part of the Church of England, they wanted to worship God in their own way. Right or wrong?
Well, nobody. So anybody in any other country, any other nation, any other continent, in the third world countries and everything, you might as well forget about coming to America, because we are no longer the land of the free, mm-hmm. and the land of the brave.
Yeah.
The only ones brave are our soldiers that go to war for us, our men and women that go to war for us. But the thing is as far as the land of the free and the land of and the land of opportunity has been lost and taken away.
Yeah.
It's been killed. It's been killed by our president.
Mm-hmm.
I just might as well say it. It's been killed by our president. He only has 1 year left. Not even a year left now of his term. Final term.
Mm-hmm.
And he has totally took everything and put made it the way he wants it. And he doesn't even put his hand across his chest when they said him or his wife won't even put their hand across their heart when they say when you say the Pledge of Allegiance. Yes.
Or playing a Star-Spangled Banner.
Or nothing. They won't do anything like that. They have turned America into the land of the mute, the land of the condemned, and the land of you're not free anymore to say what you want.
Mm-hmm. And only say right. things behind when
behind
you're at your home.
Doors in your own home, and then you yeah. gotta be careful because our TVs, our cell phones, our tablets are all rigged with cameras and microphones now, and so they can even hear inside our homes now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're gonna say anything, you better say it. Without your phones and TVs and tablets anywhere near you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to say something that might offend them. And our TV is near us, so even though I'm not on, they probably
yeah.
still can hear us.
And my cell phone and your tablet.
So, first, we're going to make them mad right now.
Okay.
So, get ready.
All right.
Jesus is the reason that we're here, because of God, the world was created. It was not no Big Bang Theory or anything like that.
That's right.
We was created by the one true God. If there's any of these that are God, there is no God like Jehovah.
No
None.
God like Jehovah.
None.
He is the only God, and you cannot do anything without God.
That's right.
And God will bring us through this, but it's going to take a lot of repairing to get it.
Yeah, well, it's going to have to take a Republican president. And by the way, I was first a Democrat, I was sorry to say, but so they made that mistake, but I'm cleaning up for it.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning up for it. But first I was an independent because I was tired of all the things not getting done. First I was an independent, but now I am happy to say, just like I said up in past show, and I am proud member of the GOP.
G-O-P.
G-O-P. G-O-P. Go Republican.
Vote the Bible.
That's right.
Vote the Bible, people. Anyone that's a Christian, vote the Bible. Vote the Bible. You don't want Hillary Clinton in there.
No. Or Bernie Sanders.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, if it come with, if it was the two, I would rather have Bernie than her.
Yeah.
Because they have.
But Bernie did help to write the Unaffordable Care Act.
Well, yeah,
he said it.
Yeah, but she did a lot worse with when she was Secretary of
State.
With the
Benghazi
and
the email.
Uh huh. And besides, who wants another 4 years of a Clinton?
Yeah.
We already had Bill and his adulterous, nearly got himself impeached ways.
Mm-hmm.
But if if you're a Christian, you vote the Bible.
Exactly.
Vote the Bible. And vote Republican, as far as I'm concerned, because that's the way to go.
And I was trying to figure out, I'm still ready to make an endorsement, because not too many people are talking about him now. But he believes in some of the same stuff that the Republicans do now. You know, he will do a lot more for healthcare because he was a neurosurgeon. And did that give a lot away?
Probably.
He does have more, he doesn't know about foreign policies, but I'm talking about Dr. Ben Carson. And if you listen to us in Iowa, because this ministry is going to be a podcast as well with Big D, though. But if you're getting ready to vote in Iowa in 2 weeks, Ben Carson.
Yes.
Ben Carson for me.
Yes, Ben Carson.
Or Ben Carson for us.
That's right. We're both on the same side, darling.
Exactly. Well, I got that from that song that I like that that Dr. Ben Carson website had.
Oh!
And
I guess I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, well, I'll play it for you tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so let's just say it's Ben Carson for us.
That's right. For our family, it's Ben Carson.
That's right. But please, now Trump, please. Please. That's all I'm going to say about that. Please.
I'm not exactly Ted Cruz either.
I know. And then
please, not Jeb Bush.
And they want Marco Rubio. Matter of fact, those three men are on top of the leaderboard, and they only give our guy 6%?
Yeah.
6%? Come on! But anyway, well, Jack Ben definitely talked about politics too, and he talks a lot about world news too.
he talks about world news.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing about politics is that he brings up is if it's scriptural, something scriptural that's going on.
Exactly, because it's a part of prophecy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because he's a prophecy preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Hagee, John Hagee, and Matthew Hagee, they tell you to vote the Bible.
Yeah, they will.
And, you know, and they tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
They don't try to guide you to who to vote for, but they just say, you know, vote the Bible. They don't tell you
who to
vote for this one. Or vote
for that.
Because I have heard preachers endorse and tell their congregation to vote for a certain person.
Yeah, same here. Yep.
And over the years, and they're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. And
the religion with the state. You know?
Yeah, church and state.
Church and state. And they're not supposed to do that, and preachers are not supposed to tell their congregation who they can and can't vote for.
When I was in Boston, they did have a preacher who was running for city council. Matter of fact, he was running for one seat, and I was running for a large seat, but he was telling people to vote for him, and he was doing that, and so... That was best fit the example.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't such a good hospital landlord, I'm sorry to say. But we're not going to get into that.
No, let's not.
But other than that, that's what he did. He told people to vote for him.
Oh.
And
see, and that's not right.
Yeah.
We have the right to vote for who we want.
Yeah, we do.
And
we should.
But if we're Christians, we're supposed to actually vote the Bible way. And so that's what I'm going to do this year.
Exactly. And you know what? Who cares if we go over it? Because we're having so much fun working with the Lord already. And,
I know.
You know, at first I was nervous and everything because I wanted to do right. And it's doing good. It's like almost like we're doing the radio show.
It is, only we're just we're talking about a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
With religion and about voting for the Bible and voting the Bible when the elections come and all the caucuses that are coming up. I certainly hope.
February 1st.
Yes, that I well, no, let's see. It's the 2nd.
Oh, the 2nd.
Yeah, the 1st falls on a Monday.
yeah, there you go.
I remember because I was looking at the calendar for a reason today and just remembered it. Sorry.
That's okay.
yes, the caucuses are starting, as you said, on February 2nd. Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sort of nervous because we don't want a certain person in the top of the heap. We want our person at the top of the heap.
True.
But I'm sort of nervous because this person is always on the news each and every day, even in some Christian news.
Well, you know.
And he's even courting Evangelist Bolton. He was on the same campus that Ted Cruz started his campaign, which was Liberty University.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my land. And then it was quoted that he was saying 2 Corinthians instead of 2 Corinthians. And it was like, oh, my land.
Hey, well, guess what? England doesn't even want him over there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, matter of fact, this is good for Southway because people in London, England, they're wanting to ban him.
They want to ban him. And another thing is his last name in England means passing wind.
Yeah. We're trying to be clean about it, y'all.
I love Jamie. He told us that. That was so funny.
And we would like to thank Jamie for being on board, for supporting the ministry, at least by saying that he support what we're doing. You know, not only with the Big D Zone, but also with Being Encouraged Ministry,
yes.
Being Encouraged Ministry radio program. So thank you. Thank the Lord for you.
Yes, thank you.
And, you know, we get to talk about different news. I'm looking through CBN for Christian news for the Being Encouraged and also looking at news for the Big D Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to talk about something fun.
Oh, great.
Let's talk about something fun as far as being a Christian.
Oh.
And we're going to go over, but what the heck. What the heck?
What could be more happy and fun than being in love with the Lord Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and knowing that he loved you so much that he died for you.
That's right. Amen. But what we'll talk about is we want to talk about our favorite gospel song. I mean, we have so many.
Oh, yes.
So many.
I know it.
Wow.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And then they have different genres of gospel music.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to let the princess go first and say what some of her favorite Christian songs, and then I'm going to go ahead and say what some of my favorites are. And,
well, one of my favorites is...
And there's an ambulance passing by.
That was the fire truck.
The fire truck.
Actually, one of my favorites is Mercy Walked In by Gordon Mote. And another one... is I Then Shall Live by the Gaither vocal band and Ernie Hawson's signature sound. And of course, I'll always, Amazing Grace is definitely my most favorite.
Top favorite, right?
Top favorite, yes, because it says so much. And but I have several genres. I'm an eclectic type person with music. I like bluegrass gospel, southern gospel. I like contemporary gospel, Love Crucified by Michael W. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord, which is also Michael W. Smith. Oh my. If you keep letting me go, I'll have so many.
We'll have to have two shows.
I have to have a few more than that. I mean, because they're, the Song of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah. Thank mm-hmm. you very much. Our God is Jehovah. Our God is Jehovah?
No, there's no God like Jehovah?
There's no That's God the one? Like Jehovah. Thank
yeah,
you. I said, talk about being pressed. That's another one of my very favorites. I love singing that song, too. And I just love singing gospel.
Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
No.
Ah.
Not without some music in the background.
Oh, okay.
Because that's a tune. That tune is a... You've got to have the music with
yeah.
it. Yeah. Because it's kind of hard to get it just right if you don't have any music behind you. Mm-hmm.
So, and she has a beautiful singing voice, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Yes,
well,
you do.
You sing well yourself. And you wrote a very wonderful song for me. And I love that song.
Oh, well, thank you.
In fact, I was singing it while you were getting ready for your shower.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I was in here singing it. I was singing it just for you.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And you didn't hear it because you had your hearing aid off.
Oh, I'm darn it.
Yes, I know. That's what I said.
Yeah, I wish there was a hearing aid that you could wear in the shower.
Yes. But anyway, I will turn it over to you for mm-hmm. your favorites.
All right. Well, I have a favorite song that the princess introduced me to, and I like the some of the same artists that she liked. But then I also liked it, gospel rapper. There was a gospel Christian rapper, DC Talk. And they've been around for a long time. And you'd be surprised that there's Christian rap, Christian rock, and there's Christian contemporary Christian. And I even liked it, The Whinings. There's so many different artists, and I also like the My God is an Awesome God, and there's so many songs that we love. See, gospel is a part of us, and gospel mm-hmm. is a part of Christianity, mm-hmm. and they're making Christian music for everybody. It's just not just Southern gospel. It's not just gospel, any other type of mix of gospel, but it's the thing is, it has a message, and it talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. That is yes. the main thing, and it's talk about His love and His salvation,
mm-hmm.
and it talks about the hope that if you're saved, and if you're living for the Lord, and you know, if you have the faith that when he come again, then he will bring us up in the rapture.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about the hope. It's all about the fact that Christ loves us and forgives us, and he died on the cross for us, rose again with all power and victory in his hand.
Yes.
And he freed us from sin that we should have paid for. I mean, we're not perfect. We sin because mm-hmm. Adam sinned.
Yes, that's the crux of the song "Mercy Walked In" by Gordon Moe.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was standing before the judge, and the judge was God, and God asked, asking what his defense was, And then he says, mercy walked in. And mercy, and the mercy walked in. What he means by that is Jesus walked in and took his blame for him.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
And that song is the crux of what you're trying to explain to people. Explain about, being saved. And
I love that song.
I do too. And you also forgot, you didn't tell them about Weep No More.
By Ken Junction. Yes.
I thought of that as you were talking. You forgot one of your favorites is Weep No More.
Yes, I love that song. I mean, they haven't even played it on KWSD now. It's like, I got to get on the phone or email, and it's like, hey, you're not playing Weep No More No More. Come on.
Weep No More. Oh, well, I bet we can find it on YouTube and play it all we want.
All we want, exactly.
So. But yes, that song that Gordon Moat wrote about Mercy Walked In.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about Jesus is the one that took our place.
Yeah. And it's such a touching song. And
it's very touching.
It is. And another song, the song that we sing during devotion and when we pray is the Lord's Prayer is very touching.
Well, the disciples asked Jesus, Father, how do we pray?
Mm-hmm.
And he told them. And the Lord's Prayer is how he told them to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just say that prayer, mm-hmm. and it says it all.
Says it all right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I was thinking about ending the show with us singing the Lord's Prayer. But before we do that, we'd like to thank everybody for, this is not the ending, no. Yeah. We're going to do more in February with the ministry, Be Encouraged. How did you enjoy this?
Well, I enjoyed it quite well.
Yeah.
When you spoke up and said, I'm going to have the princess pray, it's like, oh my man, you would pick on me first. Considering you're the pastor,
right? Well,
and he's the one that's supposed to, lead the prayers.
Right. Yeah.
So
I thought it was something different,
Yeah, but I've always been told by my mama, I got the luxury of having my mom at home. And I got to be raised by my mama.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't left to nannies or babysitters while both my parents worked. My dad had such a well-paying job through the city utilities that he made enough money to support us. And my mama was able to stay home and raise me. So my mama spent a lot of time teaching me about the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and about Jesus and God and seeing that we went to church and Sunday school and everything. And so my mom, I used to get scared and I'd want to back down, and she'd ask me to say a prayer, and she said, never be afraid of praying.
That's right.
She said, if someone calls on you to pray, just open your mouth and God will give you the words to say.
He do.
She said, don't try to practice what you're going to say because it won't come out.
Mm-hmm.
She said, just open your mouth and just start praying. And God will take care of the rest. And don't be afraid to be instant in prayer. If someone calls on you, be instant in prayer. Don't pass. Don't say, no, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
she said, be instant in prayer. And so I've had a lot of people calling me, to pray, and just about every time I would be with them, but I never shirked. I never, didn't pray. I always instantly just prayed, because that's the way I was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama was right. God takes care of it. You just open your mouth and just start praying, and He gives you the words.
And it just flows.
Yes.
Perfectly.
Yes. And it couldn't do that if it wasn't led by the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't flow like that if it wasn't from the Lord.
Exactly.
So, anyway, I just thought that was, I just had to put that in there, because you were asking me how I was enjoying this, and I just thought it was a little funny. I kind of, because I got stage fright when you asked me to pray earlier.
Well, you did marvelous.
Oh, thank you, darling.
God was using you.
God, yes, that's what I, I just, Lord,
mm-hmm.
help me.
Yeah.
And I just opened my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled a little bit, but.
Oh, that's all right.
That's all right.
I do that sometimes when we do devotions, though.
Yeah. Then it's because sometimes our mouths work faster than our brains, or vice versa.
Yep.
But it's so good. It's so good.
It is.
To be loved by the Lord. And it's so good to love the Lord.
Amen. And we wanted to do this work. And
yes.
It's like we just get our hands in the plow, and right now we're working it.
That's what we were called to it.
Yeah.
First.
Mm-hmm.
You were called to it. You answered the call. And now you're working it.
Mm-hmm.
You're working the harvest. You're working it, and God will work the will reap the harvest.
Well, I tell you what. The day before this recording, I put in the Facebook that we was doing a special show on the Victory Zone, the Be Encouraged Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked people to pray for the program and pray for the ministry. I felt that prayer. That people were praying for us, and
mm-hmm.
That we would do a good job by the Lord, because when you always step out, you always tend to be nervous.
Yes.
And say, oh man, I want to do the right thing.
I could tell you were nervous when you first started, and now you're doing great.
Praise the Lord.
And it's the enemy that makes us nervous and afraid. But if we just leave it in God's hands, it mm-hmm. just, like prayer, it just flows when you let the Lord lead you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to ask us to do the Lord's Prayer, and then ask me to do the prayer of salvation.
Okay, can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I coughed and I didn't catch all of it.
Oh, that's okay.
You want me to do
to do the Lord's Prayer. We're singing the Lord's Prayer, and then to introduce me to do the prayer of salvation.
Okay. Well, everybody, Deshaun and I are going to do the Lord's Prayer. And then after the Lord's Prayer, I want to introduce Deshaun, and he's going to give the salvation, prayer for salvation.
Amen. Let us sing the Lord's Prayer together.
Okay.
Our Father, which art in heaven. thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise God.
You know what? Friends, Jesus really wants to save you. And he don't want nobody to perish. He died on the cross to take all of our sins away. And the Bible verse that I start with in the beginning, when we was talking about our favorite Bible scriptures, it really is true. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And who that ever believed in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. God has wonderful things in store for you. And the gift of eternal life is free. It's nothing to do with works. It's nothing to do with good works or anything of that matter. But if we trust him and if we believed in him, and we say yes to him that we want to do his will, then he wants to save us and forgive us. So right now, I want to lead in a salvation prayer. So if you would, if you want salvation, he's ready with open arm. Let us pray. Yes. Father, I am a sinner. And I open my heart to you. I want to be a part of your family. I repent of my sinful ways. I am sorry for what I've done. Forgive me, cleanse me, and change me. Make me a new creature. Father, I will serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for me. Thank you, Lord, for raising from the dead. And thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. All these I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. If you prayed that prayer, welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the family of God.
Yes.
And if you have a Bible or have any of the Bible apps that's on your tablet or phone, you can get them to read, or some of them have audio. Mm-hmm. Some of the ministers that we mentioned today, they are great for those that need encouragement. And also, if you're looking for a church home, there's lots of places within your area, places that you could go to church. But make sure, Make sure it is a Bible-believing church, that the pastor only preached the scriptures, the whole scriptures, and not tickle your ear.
And that he preaches about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit only.
Mm-hmm.
And not any other kind of spirits.
That's right. So we would like to thank you and praise God for everybody that's listening to the show. And thank Jamie for allowing us to come in. And we were so excited that we went over time. But, hey, it's fun working with the Lord.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And, getting the ministry together and you want to do your best.
Yes.
So thank you for tuning in. And, we are going to say what we usually say, because the Pledge of Allegiance have one nation under God. So we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and because we believe in the one true God.
Yes.
So we're going to do this, and I'm going to have Princess to end the show.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody, this is the Church of Encouragement, and you have been with Deshaun and Princess Donnell, and we are out.